This summer, the world's best tennis players are coming back to Cincinnati. The Cincinnati Open returns August 8th through the 23rd. Bigger than ever, with new fan spaces, incredible food, drinks, and entertainment all in one place. Voted Tournament of the Year by the players themselves. Community Weekend starts August 8th. Finals weekend, August 22nd and 23rd. Get your tickets now at cincinnatiopen.com.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Timber Living Log Cabins.
Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Now it's a beautiful sunny day here. I'm here in South Tipperary at the Powerstown Park Racecourse. The Clonmel Show is on and I'm here just to maybe capture a little bit of what's going on. We have a donkey derby here that's been on for 48 years. There's a food village, 107 horse and pony classes and six rings. There's goat classics, cattle and sheep displays, dog agility classes. And if that wasn't enough, we have a tractor challenge and people will be pitching the sheaf a bit later on. And there's all sorts of skills. So there's 100 plus stands, crafts, cookery, floral classes. This really is a day out for all the family. It captures the heart of what should be happening in rural Ireland between the livestock, the people. And one of the men behind this Clonmel show is John Fitzgerald. He's an auctioneer, he's a local Fine Gael councillor, and he's been involved in the show for many years. John, you're very welcome to the programme. We hear the cattle sort of lowing in the background, the place is buzzing. Maybe give me a little sense of the history of this show, if you would, John.
Yeah, this show is going on for many, many years. Yeah. I forget the exact amount of years it's in place, but it's going on forever. And it's really been part of the life of Clonmel and South Tipperary, because this is the county show for County Tipperary. And usually, you know, the entries here are very high, and this year is no different. Huge entries in across cattle, horses, sheep, livestock of all descriptions, and then trade stands, art and crafts, and a whole children's program as well going on, which makes it an absolutely outstanding day out for families. And it's also where town kind of meets country.
Yeah.
A little bit of that, but I think people in Tipperary are well familiar with the Clonmel show, and also people from all over Munster and Ireland. There's a donkey derby, we're very proud of that.
I wanted to ask you about the donkey derby. Can you just tell me what's involved there? Now, I know maybe sometimes former jockeys and even current jockeys, how many donkeys will we have and is it a race?
Yeah, there's 20 riders today and there's 10 donkeys.
Can you back donkeys?
Nah, we don't open a book on them, really. I tell you, you'd be a very brave man to open a book on a donkey.
That doesn't mean that it doesn't happen.
No, that's true.
Still here at the Clonmel show. I'm having a wonderful time. And I've just met a local dairy farmer here. His name is Paul Flaherty, and he organises a whole lot of the local events here at the Clonmel show. Tell me first about this digger challenge. I was watching it there. It's very, very complicated. You really want to know what you're doing.
Well, sure, the digger challenge, we got a digger there off a local dealer there, Clontrack there. And basically we've 11 rounds of timber and you stack them up one on top of the other. They're all different sizes. So you have to think about which one you want to put first. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and the guy that gets the most and the fastest time is the winner.
And I saw a fella there driving a lawnmower like a maniac. Then he jumped into a tractor that the gears had been reversed in, so if he turned it to the left, the wheels to the left, the actual wheels went to the right.
It was
absolutely crazy to watch it.
Yeah. That's Temple Tui Fair Machinery, and they give us a couple of machines every year. And one of their sales guys takes on the mic there, and he's very good at getting people to do it. But the first challenge in that is a lawnmower. It's a zero-turn lawnmower, and people have to go around bollards, and they get off that when they have that course complete. They get up into a little low. We have a football on top of a bollard. They have to lift the football onto the pallet fox and lift them straight out over a crossbar like we have in a JA pitch and drop it into a bucket at the other side. And when they've that done, they get off that and they get onto a tractor with a roller behind, and we set it out through various stakes. But the big challenge here is that the pipes for the steering is reversed, so when you turn right it goes left, so that catches a good few people out. So, you know, it's a bit of crack. Just because you're good at driving these things doesn't mean you're going to win it, so it's a bit of fun.
No wonder there's not too many D4 lads down here.
Well, you'd never know, sure. You know, they might do as well as anybody else, like, you know what I mean?
No, I'm meeting lots of people here at the Clonmel show, and this young gentleman has just come up and introduced himself to me. He's wearing a New Holland agriculture hat. What's your name, young man?
Hi, I'm Darryl Breen, and I'm here walking Hereford cattle in Ring 2.
Tell me then about the Hereford cattle and what's involved in walking them.
You walk them around like in a circle, and they go around asking how old are they and stuff like
right.
that.
And do you have a stick then, or do you just, are you holding a lead, leading them around?
I'm holding a lead.
And tell me about a Hereford cow or bull. What does that look like? What colour are they?
They're like orange.
Right. And are they nice animals?
Sometimes they're not, sometimes they are.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be a plumber.
A plumber, not a farmer?
No.
Okay.
It's a bit too hard.
Right. Now I'm still wandering around the Clonmel show here, and I'm honoured to meet one of the judges here, Raymond Vere Hunt. You're very welcome to the programme. Now, will you tell me what a judge actually, the process of judging this wonderful livestock that we see here?
So it's about looking at the physical attributes of the animal when he comes in. I suppose you're looking for quality here, and you're looking at the way they walk, the way they move in the ring. Also, I always like to see an animal with good presence. So when I mean presence, I want to see the head up high, four legs and four corners, and just a good beast overall. They have to be able to walk, because if they don't walk, they can't walk when they get home to the farm. So they have to, again, for very important for a bull to have good back legs, because at the end of the day, he's going to be bulling cows, so he needs good back legs. So it's very important. He has to be functional.
Yeah, so yeah. But what you're saying there is posture. You know, you're looking at the sort of elegance, the stride, the way they walk.
Exactly.
And the look that they have.
Yeah, and the locomotion. And also you're looking as well at the top line. So when I see the top of the animal, I try and look in overhead. I'm tall enough that I can look in overhead on an animal and see what the meat cuts are like on the back. So all the best meat cuts on an animal, the steaks, all the top steaks come from the top of the animal. Yeah. As you go down, it's more the brisket and that side of things, which is more meant for mince. So mince ain't worth a hell of a lot. We want as many top quality steaks as we can. So it's all about the steaks.
Tell me then about the people exhibiting the animals. I was talking to a young lad earlier there. How do you get kids interested in this kind of stuff?
Yeah, well, it's great to get kids interested. We have a few young kids ourselves, and we judge the young handlers ourselves earlier on, so it's great. I suppose it's down to families and then even neighbours. We brought out a kid that was a neighbour of ours for the last number of years. He was 10 years old and he came to every show in the country with us. But he's got a great grow for that now, and he's actually has a few animals of his own. His father just does a small bit of farming, and they've got into it now, and they're now can see, I suppose he can see the quality in the animals. Before, you're just looking around the ring and you don't know one from the other, whereas now he can see it. And I think that's a great education for any young guy. And it's also discipline as well. And they're here, they've to bring out their animals, show their animals, and make sure they respect the judge when they're in the ring. So okay. All that has to be done and has to be right.
School of life stuff.
Exactly, school of life and a bit of work ethic. I don't think that does anyone any harm the way things are gone. I think there's a lot of snowflakes around, so a bit of work ethic is no harm. And Joe, a bit of responsibility too.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
With Timber Living Log Cabins.